girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who is fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry, she's putting up her hair, she's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket. I want a girl who gets up early. Stays up late. I want a girl with uninterrupted prosperity who uses a machete to cut through red tape with fingernails that shine like justice and a voice that is dark like tinted glass. She is fast, thorough, and sharp as a tack. She is touring the facility and picking up.
Welcome to episode 27 of PWA Radio. I got the number right this time. I'm 100% positive. It's the second week in a row, which is something of a record lately. We've got a full cast with us with Radio Rich and Mr. Hardcore, the permanent intern, on the show.
Howdy, body people.
Hey, yo, intern, get me some water.
Go blow me.
Well, that's fantastic.
I would like to mention, wow, we're recording 2 weeks in a row. This has to be like some kind of fucking record.
Yeah, way to step all over my lines. I've already mentioned that. Man,
I wanted to say it for
myself.
See,
that is why interns are better than co-host Rob. They know their place.
Yes. Anyway, so I'm just looking over the activity for the last week here in the PWA. So let's just get right to the business. So take it away, Radio Rich.
Well, I guess we're gonna start off with Friday Night Chaos, where we had a triple threat number one contender match for the TV title. We had Showtime Marcus Ambrose. Fallen very far from his days as the PWA World Heavyweight Champion and two-time Hall of Fame inductee versus...
What's with that Cosell thing you got going on?
I don't know.
Okay.
Plus, then we had him facing against Jack James, relative newcomer to PWA, and Shadow Star. who is also a newcomer to PWA, whose work I have seen before, and I am not impressed with him. However,
oh my,
if that's his entrance, I don't want to see him stay around that long. That was painful.
However, regardless of my opinions towards Mr. Starr, he did come out the victor of this match, nailing the end game on Jack James for the victory. And now he is the number one contender for the PWA Television Championship, whoever is holding it at the end of the show, that is. Then we cut backstage, and we got the Hollywood Kid, the premier attraction himself, Corey Lazarus, who is still currently in holding hostage the PWA World Heavyweight Championship, hanging out, drinking some Mountain Dew, because everybody loves Mountain Dew. Except for Rob, who...
Yeah, I do not love Mountain Dew.
Who loves Yoo-hoo.
I would rather have the crab juice.
Crab people, indeed. And then we get, you know, his Hollywood security guys beat up this mystery man because, who knows why, just because they're security guys. Then we had a match with the new, old Phenom, Kyle Stevenson, facing off against the Malicious. And Kyle Stevenson got the win. Holy fucking shit. And finally, we had a semifinal match in the Jethro Invitational Tournament. With
actually, wasn't that a semifinal match too?
Apparently it was.
Yeah, Malicious.
Apparently it was. And my notes are not detailed enough this week. Then we had Matthew the Fire.
To be fair, you were probably not expecting to record again within 7 days, and I don't blame you. No, I wasn't either.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Then we had the other semifinal in the Jethro Invitational. We had former PWA World Heavyweight Champion Matthew the Virus Engel, the real virus, everyone, versus the Viper Hunter Sullivan, loser of a recent Intercontinental Championship match. And out of nowhere, Hunter Sullivan pulled off the upset. Now, I guess out of all these matches, this probably should be the one where we actually discuss something.
Okay.
So, Matthew Engel just lost to Hunter Sullivan going into one of the biggest matches of the year in the Dome of Destruction. You think this is going to hurt him any, or is he just moving on?
Eh.
Mr. Hardcore?
Eh, I saw Sullivan's been on the rise for a little while. I mean, he had a bumpy start. He couldn't get his foot in the door. Well, he got his foot in the door, but his lines just couldn't get him in. He kept getting the door slammed in his face. But it was just a matter of time before he came up with a good one and managed to sneak in. So
yeah.
I'm not surprised. I definitely think it's going to help Hunter more than it's going to hurt Engel.
Yeah. I can see that. I mean, it was a small package, so, you know, it was definitely somewhat of a fluke victory on Hunter's part. But
fluke
I can definitely...
Definitely a bit strong.
Surprise.
Regardless,
a surprise victory.
Surprise or not, you got to remember that Engel, being the veteran, should be on alert on all times. He should know to stay alert. And it takes away from Hunter to say that it was a cheap win when you should know the fact he was able to get a surprise on Engel, who should be paying attention. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, I'm thinking, you know, maybe the virus wasn't exactly thinking too hard about this match when he's got the Dome of Destruction and Corey Lazarus in his sights. So, you know, maybe.
Yeah. I think he was just looking towards the end of the evening and, you know, but I think that's where the virus was really focusing.
And then finally, our main event of the evening, as almost always for Chaos,
Potato
himself facing off against Aeolus Wrath, and shockingly enough, Potato is the victor. So it'll be, but we'll get to that later. I guess. But yes, Potato somehow managed to win. Oh, wait. Huh, how about that?
What?
Victor Stone attacked poor Aeolus Wrath. Joy. Yeah. Victor Stone, I guess I fell asleep during that part. Yeah, let's move on past the antics of Mr. Stone, who also is a recent loser of an Intercontinental title match, and move on to Friday Night Rampage.
That's easy. If I may.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Hardcore.
Opening. We got a quite the night. We're continuing the surprises as Jacob Collins takes on Giza. Did I get that right?
We're still in debate over the pronunciation of his name.
Wonderful. Close enough then. Jacob
yes.
Collins actually gets a win after, what, almost 12 months? That makes, what, maybe three? So,
yeah.
He deserves a beer. Somebody, if you see him in a bar, remember to buy Jacob Collins a beer.
But of course, we can't make it too good of a beer, so it's gotta be a grizzly beer.
Grizzly beer it is. Or maybe we'll just give him the Yoo-Hoo. Anyway. Moving on.
I don't know if Rob would like that very much.
Hey. Yeah, that's, yeah.
I didn't say I was going to take it from Rob's stash. I was just saying, you know, maybe it's cheaper than buying a beer. Walk into the convenience store, pay $1.50, and then take it to poor Collins. Don't worry about it. But
why should Jacob Collins drink the same nectar of the gods that President Robinson drinks?
For Jacob Collins to get a win, there had to be divine intervention. That's why.
Good point. Moving on.
We got Victor Stone, who's got the busy night taking on Rex Cassidy. Goes a little bit back and forth, but finally Stone gets the whippersnapper. 1, 2, 3, the man gets a win.
Now, probably a good thing, you know, he's got to get some momentum going before he heads into the dome. Otherwise, he's just going to be just another victim.
Yes, Rob, not a victim.
I will agree.
Next up, we had Mr. Tag Champ himself, Jeff Thrill Hayes, taking on Nuke Fusion. Fusion's been on the rise quite a bit. This boy's been enjoying some victories. Jeff Thrill Hayes, he's been doing okay. I mean, for a guy who just got bailed on by the only person in the Federation who helped take him seriously, I think he's holding on all right.
He's going to have a new tag team partner soon who hopefully will take him seriously as well. I hope.
You got to wonder, is Jethro a little disappointed that Matthew Engel did get surprised? Got to think maybe in those last four men he would have liked Matthew Engel to be the winner, but I got to say is if the new Kyle Stevenson should win, maybe he deserves it.
And you know, actually, because, think of it, trading in Matthew Engel for Jamie Flynn is pretty much a lateral transfer, really.
As we'll see later in the night, especially.
And on the same topic, Hunter Sullivan wins against Stevenson. That's really going to get him cemented as an up-and-comer here.
Who won against what?
Go ahead. But the thing with Hunter Sullivan is we already know where his allegiances lie. He's got a deal going with our current grizzly beer and missing champion, Jacob Figgins. I had to think for a second. He's already left my brain. But,
Figgins is MIA.
Figgins apparently is MIA. This is breaking news off of the crate of Radio Rich. Apparently I don't...
Somebody just put a beer outside the next stadium and maybe the Irish guy will show up.
Yes, apparently I don't have a desk, according to President
Robinson. So we're paying Night Striker again. That's what happened.
We lost out to the flowers. We had to get some flowers to send to Jacob Collins for his win, you know, to congratulate him. So Night Striker got the money that was supposed to be devoted to your desk.
So he
had enough left to buy you a chair leg, though. So we're getting there. I'm working as intern/accountant, and we were able to devote enough towards chair leg. So we're slowly moving along towards getting a desk.
This is why I'm sitting on the floor right now. Because I don't feel like sitting on a chair leg.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. Nothing compares to Vial. It feels amazing. Anyway, so if I did not state already, Jethro Hayes walking away with the win.
Yep, good old country boy himself. Yeah, so
good for him. He can go home and have a good time with his pigs.
Don't talk about his sister like that.
Oi, lastly, Keep it PG-13, Rob. We still got to answer to the FCC. Anyway, Riona Langley, the other virus, taking on Corey Lazarus and Scotty Snow. No disqualification.
But once again, all triple threats are no disqualification by their inherent nature, which doesn't mean anything. Adding the no disqualification stip is like adding whipped cream on top of whipped cream. It's just more whipped cream. Man, now it's my stream.
Stip being that SNS got involved in this match, thanks to Joe Boxer. Keeping the boys on the toes, you know. So anyway, quite the exciting match, wouldn't you guys say?
I would say. It's bloody.
Any high spots you notice?
Well,
what was your favorite part of the match?
The end.
Well, I have to say, the end wasn't exactly favorite for me, but the gore. I love blood. I love blood. Blood. Gore. 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 Pain. 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 Which is why the Dome of Destruction is looking to be my. I'm already almost going to put it on my ballot for PWA Match of the Year. I don't even care if it's not nominated. I'm writing it in right now. The Dome of Destruction for PWA Match of the Year, because it is going to be the absolute top gore fest of the year.
Well, if it's PWA Radio backed, you know that's going to get some people's attention.
Well, that's me. I don't know about President Robinson. I don't think he's eligible to vote because he's an actual participant in the match.
You would be surprised what I'm eligible to do.
Well, he is the president then again.
But I thought Chameleon's wife didn't like that.
What? I'm apparently not paying enough attention to what the fuck you're
doing. I will have to say, you know, Scotty Snow put on a show in this match. What did you say to him before going into this match, Rob?
You know, just stuff.
Don't fuck up or don't come home.
Pretty much. That's, but I mean, that's kind of common advice for Scotty Snow.
Well, end of the night, Corey Lazarus managed to pull through, earn at least the right to continue on onto the belt that ain't his.
Yeah, it was a good night for Corey Lazarus.
At least
managed
until
to, till then. Yep.
Until Jamie Flynn shows up.
Flynn so now,
and Angle in cahoots. Who the hell would thunk it?
I don't know. I
was well aware. What?
If I had put money on that, the odds of that happening, if I had put money on it, I'd be able to afford a desk right now.
You'd be able to afford quite a few desks at this point.
Oh, but here's the real kicker. The combination of not only those two, but throwing Riona into the mix, I would have never guessed Riona would ever team with Jamie Flynn in any way, shape, or form, considering the, violence that they committed on each other earlier this year.
Quite the scary.
And all the stuff that happened in the ring, too.
Quite the scary allegiance.
I guess we'll learn more about this in the week in their particular promotionals on PWA.com. No, but sorry, the-PWA.com. Or possibly, I get maybe we'll get some interview time this week on Rampage or Chaos, because it seems like both shows lately have been really light on the backstage content, which I guess for someone as much as I like the hardcore, I also just like pure watching wrestling. So having just the matches and being as long as they are sometimes, it's good. But I could definitely go for something. To explain this whole alliance, because
knowing Corey Lazarus and knowing Matthew Engel, I'm sure you just wished us up some magical hour and a half promo of them doing nothing but talking and kissing each other's asses.
Hey, that's, don't. Yeah,
it's wonderful.
Yeah, at least you.
Sorry,
at least
sorry.
You didn't,
brain fart. I'm thinking Jamie Flynn. But nonetheless, that means even more promos because Lazarus and Engel each have to cut one.
I don't know if I want to hear Riona talk about this. She may be talking until Sunday.
Who knows what Riona and Jamie would talk about now.
Hey, sorry I put you through that table. Oh, it's okay. I hit you with some light tubes. Cool. You want a sundae?
Yeah. I would love a sundae. What?
I don't know what it is tonight, but Radio Rich is in the mood for some ice cream.
You want some chocolate ass cream? What?
Hey, that was your bag, if I remember correctly.
No.
It's not my bag, baby.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not mine, I swear.
Yes.
The stuff Scotty Snow keeps in his bag.
Yes. And finally, I guess now we get to go to the previews for this week's exciting contest.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Oh, wait, though, that's the American Gladiators theme.
And we do not want to encourage that here.
Okay, for Friday Night Chaos, we got the malicious master of malice, malicious.
The mean masked man in the green. Wait, the mean man in the green mask. There you go, something like that.
Versus Mike
Enigma.
Enigma.
Yep, he's brand new.
I thought Enigma was spelled with an E.
Well, you know what? It's not Enigma, it's Enigma. It's apparently, I think it's Italian?
Well, then again, this is the same company that employs a guy that spells it RIAZZOR. I'm not actually invoking his name, I'm just spelling it.
That's true, and, Chameleon.
So
we're allowed to say Chameleon because he shows up whether you say it or not.
Then we got Jacob Collins taking on Emperor Ian. I wonder what country in the Middle East this guy's emperor of for us to have never heard of him. Maybe he's the Emperor of Kazakhstan.
Could be.
Could be Tansylvania. We better hope there's none of those dirty Uzbeks around. And finally, we got a television championship match with Potato, our current reigning champion, against Shadow Star.
Wait a minute, what show is that on? Oh, you're talking Chaos. Okay, I thought you were at Rampage already. I'm like, Rich?
No.
You're fucking the pooch.
No. You just,
No, he only does that once a week. That's his Thursday nights.
Yeah, hey, I told you guys to not fucking talk about Jethro's sister. Some things are off limits, even in this biz. And
yeah, she can't get enough of the Radio Rich. What can I say?
If PX wasn't injured, I'm pretty sure he'd already be worth that.
Yeah, that's probably a good point there.
Yeah, so we got Shadow Star versus Potato. You know, as much as I hate to know this sort of thing, these guys do have a history with each other. They battled in a bunch of places, most notably in several matches in Australia in the South Pacific. But knowing Shadow, he's going to say a bunch of bullshit. Potato's going to say a bunch of bullshit. We're going to have a boring match, and everybody's going to go get some nachos.
Well, you know, the concession stands need a boost in this sale, so if it works out for them, it works out for us.
Hey, with the economy as bad as it is, everybody needs some help. Might as well.
And everybody loves nachos.
Yes.
Now, speaking of
I didn't really love Nacho Libre, though. That movie was not as good as I thought it maybe should have been.
Kind of depressing.
Yeah, it was, but you know, Jack Black can't be funny every time.
That is true.
Can't all be broken.
Anyway, he made up for Nacho Libre with Any and Everything Tenacious D.
No, the movie
or Tropic Thunder. And
I said
suck.
Okay, so maybe Tropic Thunder he made it up with.
Oh, yeah. Tropic Thunder was awesome. Go. Yeah, of course, is awesome, but the movie sucked so bad.
Yes. The funny thing about the funny thing is, you know, Jack. Everyone gives praise to Ben Stiller and Robert Downey Jr. for Tropic Thunder. He wasn't even the best part of the movie. That, of course, would go to Mr. Couch Jumper himself. But that's the subject for other radio show.
Anyway, if only there were a podcast where we talked about movies and video games, that would kick ass.
That would be totally awesome.
That would be awesome. But, we talk about the PWA here.
For bloody God's sakes.
I was
Friday
getting to it for hardcore.
Rampage. Jethro Hayes taking on the man who everyone is trying to replace. It is Jethro Hayes taking on Jamie Flynn one-on-one. That is going to be a hell of an opener.
And now this was requested. I just want to mention this was specifically requested by Jethro. He told me, this is a little bit of backstage banter here, but he told me that he doesn't have anything personally against Jamie, but he's also doesn't appreciate it whenever somebody goes back on their word like he feels Flynn did. So he's just going to beat a little respect into Flynn is the plan.
By the way, I am not surprised to see that already on PWA On Demand, we have the first bit of words from Jamie Flynn regarding this match. Does that man have no life but to just record as soon as he gets the very first opportunity?
Well, you know, he's actually been on the shelf for a couple of weeks. I've known about his return for a little while here and, was holding him off because I knew that Jethro was a little bit busy. I knew what would have to happen because logic only dictates that when tag teams implode.
Yeah.
When rednecks get mad.
When rednecks get mad, the pig's going to be in trouble.
Someone's in for a porking.
Someone's bacon's getting fried. I think I reached a bit for that one.
Yeah.
Once Bob doesn't have any witty jokes to contribute.
Yeah, I'm a high class guy now. I'm not going for that low road humor.
Yes. Yes.
You take the high road and we'll take the low road.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes, and then continuing on from Jethro Hayes to Jethro Hayes, or specifically the Jethro Hayes Invitational Tournament, where it'll be Kyle, the new old phenom, Kyle Stevenson, facing off against the Viper, Hunter Sullivan, for the right to be the new one half of the new PWA World Tag Team Champions.
And the thing is, even if Kyle loses, he's still a winner, because I think he set a record for longest amount of time under one face.
Yeah, no kidding. And plus, now this is important to note, this is a rematch from about 2 weeks ago where they had a spectacular, battle of words before their match.
It ended in a tie.
See, did you cut off Kyle Stevenson's plastic surgery benefit? You only get three plastic surgeries a year.
That was actually on his dime. I don't know where. I guess he had like a settlement. He got hit by a truck or dropped on his head by a doctor or something. I don't know.
The money only lasts so long. Ecto surgery is expensive. Ectoplasty.
So, who are you going to call?
Not Kyle Stevens' doctor. I don't think he does a good job. Not impressed.
The exterminator?
And finally, in our main event, we have a bit of a preview for the big Dr. Steven Remo's Dome of Destruction at Christmas.
It is one giant clusterfuck of a match.
Which is preceded by this clusterfuck of a match. We got Matthew the Virus Engel and Riona, presumably, and proclaimed by others to be the other virus, Langley, teaming up against Scott Nash Grader and Rob Robinson's personal favorite champion, Scotty Snow, teaming up against the Hollywood premier attraction kid, Corey Lazarus, and the sit-out kid, Victor Stone.
Now, I want to mention one thing here. With the team of Riona and Matthew Engel, this marks a first for the PWA because you have the two biggest pussies in the PWA on one team, both literally and figuratively. It's very exciting.
And this virus is so
contagious. Wait a minute.
Basically, E. coli.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Because the biggest pussy in the PWA is actually teaming with Corey Lazarus.
Oh.
I would not want to live in your house. Because no one is going to be living there after Stone is this.
Hey, I've said it before. I said it last week, and I will say it again.
Yeah, but no one knew about last week's show. It's the secret show.
I've said it before. And, you know, Victor Stone sat out on a world title match. Therefore, no matter what anybody else does in the PWA, he is automatically the biggest pussy.
Well, all I got to say is Engel and Riona teaming up. They get a promotion from the virus to the plague.
Yes, they call the team Images and Words. I think the images are of biohazard symbols, and the words are of people screaming in terror.
Or danger contagious.
Wow, is that the faction name, Images and Words?
No, that's their tag team name.
Oh, man.
I've not heard anything.
They're little third-grade emo kids now.
Yeah, what a couple of douchebags.
Apparently, it was virus.
Literally and figuratively. What?
Apparently, according to my somewhat frequent correspondence with Riona, it was Engel's idea to name the team that. And considering that her biggest she did not feel like saying okay, whatever, you know, trying to think of something else.
I see.
Your frequent correspondence with Riona? That sounds like you two bump uglies once a week.
Nah, I said semi-frequent.
Who could do it more often than that with her?
And for a time, during a transitional period for her, I was serving as her agent. I renegotiated one of her sponsorship deals. She now actually gets money from Reebok.
Instead of like wampum? I don't understand.
Well, for years, Riona has been proudly parading the fact that she wears Reeboks in the ring and in the ring and in her promos. She always makes a note to try and subtly show that she's wearing her Reeboks at the time. Well, for the longest time, that she was not getting any money from Reebok for this.
Oh, I see.
I negotiated a deal where she got some now. Unfortunately, after my comments on one of my last PW radios, I have been now dismissed as Riona's agent.
Oh, here's a true story. My wife was helping one of her parents' neighbors with some project in her kitchen, like putting in a new tile or some such. And I jokingly asked her how much she was charging for it. She's like, "Oh, I don't take money for stuff like that." And I'm like, "What's he get paid in wampum?" A couple of days later, she comes home with this new, like, bead necklace. I'm like, "You got paid in wampum." I was just kidding, but honest to God, wampum.
Nice.
That's good shit.
Yeah. All right, so we got this big old main event where all the people in the Dome of Destruction, save one, Mr. Robinson.
Well, you know, here's the thing. And if you saw the bit with Scotty Snow on PWA Radio this week, then you will know that somebody in the front office, I don't know who it was, I don't know what happened exactly. All I know is that the paperwork, my clearance to compete, got misfiled somewhere, and I legally am not allowed to get in that ring as a competitor until the proper paperwork is filed. So, yeah. So Scotty's kindly, volunteered by me to step in and sub in for me, and he's going to do a bang-up job just like he did this week.
You threatened to fire him if he didn't do it, didn't you?
You know, that's between what goes on in my office is between the people in the office.
Yeah, none of us really want to know what goes on between you and Jethro's sister in your office.
You know what? I wish I didn't know. But the dude had a shotgun. I didn't. God, it was awful.
Shotgun wedding is mad of wife and death anyway.
Well, I guess there's nothing else to really comment on, considering that we covered the Dome of Destruction in length last week, and we will continue probably to cover the Dome of Destruction in length next week when we'll have a firmer grasp of what the Ground Zero card is going to be. Well, and I guess the only other match that's been announced was...
If I may inquire on this topic, we understand that Jethro Hayes will be teaming with either the new old Phenom Kyle Stevenson.
Hey, that was not quite. That was not quite me. That was established on last week's show, which you wherever you were, Mr. Hardcore.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I got lost trying to decide on the chair leg for you. Don't hate me for trying to help you. Anyway, we know that will either be Kyle Stevenson or Hunter Sullivan who will be teaming with Jethro. Do we have any prospects of who he might be teaming? They might be teaming to take on Rob.
At the pay-per-view, there are some things up in the air, but it really is going to depend on the outcome of the match. The match this coming week, obviously. You know, I'm not going to set anything in stone until I know who. Sullivan and Stevenson, they're both different kinds of wrestlers. So you don't want to just throw any opponent against them. I like to match the teams up, make sure there's a good contest going on. So that requires a little bit of effort, a little bit of time, a little bit of thought, which is why Chameleon, you know, didn't do such a great job, and the tag team division's in such piss poor shape because somebody ran it in the ground. Not gonna name any names, Chameleon, but so there we have it.
Nobody's answering your calls, are they?
Razor. That's so sweet of
you. Well, that is a problem. I can't get the Morins back. And that was always the default go-to. When you needed a tag team challenger, it was always the Brothers Grimm. And now I don't have that crutch. And
Robinson, it's so nice magic to be such a nice guy and not go and name Razor like that. Not to call out Razor. It's so nice. It's so nice to call out Razor. Because you're a stand-up guy who wouldn't call out Razor and such.
Oh, no. No, Mr. President Robinson would never call out R-I-I-Z-Z-O-R.
Yeah, we do try not to say that name out loud.
Thunder cracks and girls and children scream and stuff.
Hell, girls and children, I scream. I don't want to think of it.
Over in the corner in your fetal position. Come on, Rob, it's safe. Come back.
Yeah, so...
So yeah, we've covered the dome. We've covered the pay-per-view in the main event of the pay-per-view in length. I'm sure we will cover it in length again should we manage to record next week as a pay-per-view preview show.
Don't count on it.
Yeah, seriously, guys, this is a miracle that we got this going on this week.
No kidding. I was actually quite busy leveling up my rogue in World of Warcraft. I mean, I was doing busy administrative work. Working hard trying to get that tag team match made for the pay-per-view, but...
So what you do with Jethro's sister, you call administrative business now?
No, I call that community service.
I thought charity work.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm trying to get the judge to allow that to count off the sentence, but you know how it goes.
Time served, right?
Yes. That's pretty much it. So
you shouldn't drink Yoo-Hoo and drive, Rob.
You might hit a speed bump and spill your Yoo-Hoo.
I just don't even know what to say anymore. I'm very sad today. It's a sad day for the PWA radio. Bunch of clowns. This used to be a fine upstanding show.
This never has been a fine upstanding show.
What, you're trying to say this was a fine upstanding show back when Mark McNasty and Chameleon were the co-hosts all the time?
No, this was a fine upstanding show on episode one before I had a co-host. That was a great show. I loved that one.
Two hours of Robinson, yeah. Hang me.
It's probably my all-time favorite show, really, if you want to get right down to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you need us to keep the show entertaining.
And it does have the most downloads of any show. So
It's also been up the longest.
Well, you know, we can debate why all day long.
People think it's fun. Oh, I enjoyed that episode of PWA Radio with Mr. Hardcore and Radio Rich. Why don't I go listen to episode one so I can catch up on all the goodness? And then they listen to episode one and they're like, my God, this is painful. Screw it, I'm not listening to any more old episodes.
Yeah, maybe something like that happens. Maybe. Probably. But that's not important right now. Not at all. Woo! What time is it? It's almost 11 o'clock, people. God damn it.
Wow. Yeah, this was an almost speedy time for us.
It was. So,
By the way, the PWA Radio would continue to like to invite Hunter Sullivan onto the air. He has continued to duck myself and Rob's continued request to come on and, be a man. So, once again, Hunter.
No, I'm actually rescinding that invitation. Fuck Hunter Sullivan.
Okay. Fuck you, Hunter.
Yeah. So.
We will only allow him onto the show if we can have Chameleon around to, verbally rape his ass.
So, the question is, I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder if Jacob Figgins is going to show up in time for, that event that's coming up. Christmas at Ground Zero. That's the one. I wonder if he will show up in time for that to defend his title.
Mr. Hardcore had the right idea.
I did? What idea was that? Because I thought they were all right.
He had the right idea. Stick a few beers outside the arena and the Celtics will sure to become.
Yes. Those damn Irish. It doesn't take a lot to draw them and maybe a few natties or a PEF, whatever it's called.
Well, at least
PBR.
As long as it's not any grizzly beer, that stuff actually makes people run away.
What about Stag? You guys got Stag out there in the great where the fuck you guys are?
No. This is Natty Bow Country.
Or Red Steel.
I don't know if there's Stag down here in Florida or not. That was the cheap redneck beer up in Missouri.
Well, I believe the college kids around here survive on Natty and some Bud Select.
Bud Select.
Yeah. See, the from the undisclosed location of Radio Rich, I know that
Victor Stone won't gut him in his sleep.
Yes. Well, that too. But the undisclosed location of broadcast location of Radio Rich is that I can, in fact, be about 15 minutes away from the original Natty Bow Brewery. If I'm driving fast.
That keeps it undisclosed. Yeah, that doesn't narrow it down.
If I'm driving fast. So, pretty much,
I used to live like 15 minutes from the Budweiser Brewery.
I live
not
right
even
outside
15,
the
man.
Doesn't Joe Boxer live in Milwaukee?
I can't compete with you guys. I live 15 minutes away from the Bazooka Joe factory.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
You win.
Those comics are probably where you got all your jokes, too.
Pretty much. Yeah. They have handouts. They have been outside that says free jokes.
Yeah, all the reject jokes. Like, oh, man, this is too crap even for Bazooka. Nice. That's class.
Replace a few of their crappy character names with Radio Rich and Robinson, and I'm set.
Yeah, all right. I see how that works. Well, folks, I think we've definitely beaten this one far, far into the ground, far past what it deserved. So we're just going to head the fuck out and call it a night. So, catch us next week or the week after or sometime in June. Either way, we'll probably be around. So, what do we say?
A new episode by February.
Hey, don't promise. Don't promise anything.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously, do not. Because you never know.
I know, and I would not make promises like that.
My birthday's in April. Can we aim for a new episode by then?
April what?
20th.
Fuck you, it is not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
pretty sure it goddamn is not.
Yeah.
But I lied to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rob, it's on the paperwork I had to file with you, for God's sakes. Go look it up. No way that would take too much effort by our fearless leader.
But as the co-host, it is my job to fact check, so I am going to look it up.
Yeah. Looking this bullshit up, you goddamn bunch of liar.
Detective Radio Rich is on the case. Yeah, I'm going to find out your birthday, Mr. Hardcore.
You'll figure it out.
Bump, bump, bump.
Bump, ba-da. Bum. Oh, wait, that's Get Smart.
Da-da-da-da-da, Infecto Gadget.
Okay, we will resolve this mystery later. Well, not, we'll resolve it right the fuck now, but we will report it on it.
Jinkies!
Oh, God.
Yeah. God damn it.
I think that's a good note to go out
empty.
On.
Empty. Right, I think we're done. Let's call it a night. Stick a fork in it. Et cetera, et cetera.
Smile today, I'm not gonna laugh. You're out living it up today. I've got dues to pay, and the grave digger puts on the forceps. The stonemason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut. The carpenter can take you out to lunch. Now, but I just want to play on my panpipes. I just want to drink me some wine. As soon as you're born, you start dying. So you might as well have a good time. Oh no, sheep go to heaven. Sunset Strip, I don't wanna feel the emptiness. Bold marquees with stupid band names. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. I don't wanna feel the emptiness. Bold marquees with stupid band names. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. On the forceps, the stonemason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut. The carpenter can take you out to lunch. Now, but I just want to play on my panpipes. I just want to drink me some wine. As soon as you're born, you start dying. A good.